I'm Joe Matthew at MarketWatch in Washington. We are joined today by White House Economic Advisor Al Hubbard. Sir, thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be with you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. Mr. Hubbard is with us to discuss the job market today, specifically the Labor Department's June employment report, which shows payrolls growing by 121,000 positions, less than Wall Street expected. Mr. Hubbard, are you disappointed with that number?
Well, these numbers jump around, as you know. In fact, forecast for, I think the forecast was 160,000. Of course, they never disclosed the forecast is 160,000 plus or minus 150,000. I mean, over 100 million Americans have jobs. And, you know, when you're talking about this small percentage, then, you know, you will see significant variation. The fact that we continue to have strong job growth indicates that the economy continues to be strong. We have very low unemployment at 4.6%. You know, we've had 34 consecutive months of job growth, and we've created over 5.4 million jobs. So, you know, we are very pleased with the this economy. And one, and I don't mean to give such a long answer, but the best statistic is that wages have started going up, and they grew at 0.5% in June alone, which is faster than inflation. I think this is I know this is normally what happens when you have low unemployment rate like we do right now, and we're delighted to see the American workers start to enjoy higher wages and higher compensation.
You mentioned wages. Those worried about inflation and rising interest rates are also, of course, concerned about wage inflation and wage pressures. Still, wages continue to lag behind inflation. Looking at numbers over the past year, do you feel workers are underpaid?
You know, we believe very much that the marketplace should decide that, there should be people should freely negotiate their wages with their employers. We actually don't see the faster growth in wages as leading to inflation. We think it's a catch up, and that's what always happens with an economic expansion. Compensation always rises as fast as productivity growth, which has been exceedingly strong during the Bush administration, and what we're seeing as wages start to grow faster is this catch-up to productivity growth. So, again, we're very pleased that wage growth has started strengthening, and we think it will continue because of the low unemployment rate.
So the lag behind inflation does not strengthen the argument, for instance, to boost the minimum wage?
Again, we think we're very much believers that the employees should negotiate their wages with their employer. We think that's what makes this economy grow. Is one of the key components is we have enormous flexibility in our labor market where people can feel free to leave their jobs, go to other jobs that are higher paying, that where they would find more pleasure in their work. But what's most important is that this economy is strong. Unemployment at 4.6% is lower than it was on average in the 70s, the 80s, or 90s. Wage growth has started growing faster, which is very much a positive for the American people. And by the way, our economists forecast continued strong growth.
You mentioned the unemployment rate, which brings up the household survey, which tells a very different story than the payroll survey. When you're looking at job growth, something in the area of 380,000 jobs, according to the household survey, which number should we be emphasizing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. ADP, which provides a wage service to many, many employers, also sees the kind of growth that the household survey shows, which is north of 300,000. Again, over time, these two measures will come together. Most people follow the payroll jobs survey, which again showed growth of 121,000. So we obviously look at all three, and again, in the long run, they will basically reflect the same numbers.
Moving on to other areas of the economy, of course, they all intersect at some point, and I'm thinking about the housing market. We've had a lot of mixed data lately in terms of new home sales, existing home sales, and housing construction. Just this week, we had some pretty good news on pending home sales. Where are we in this housing market? Do you feel the soft landing is achievable?
We feel very comfortable with where the housing market is. Obviously, it could not continue to boom the way it's boomed over the last 3 years. That would not be healthy, and the fact that it's softened a little bit is a positive, but we think it will continue to be strong and continue to contribute to economic growth. You know, demographics suggest that people are going to continue to be buying homes, and the numbers indicate that. The fact that, you know, we're not at record highs right now does not suggest that the housing market's not strong. It continues to be strong, and we expect it to continue.
Keeping the consumer in mind here, Mr. Hubbard, a new record high this week for crude oil. We're above $75 a barrel here, and one can only assume that before this summer driving season is over, gas prices could go even higher. The retail sales numbers this week were not stellar. Apparently, we're spending a little bit less on luxury items, a little bit less frivolous spending. Are you concerned about this ongoing increase in oil prices?
Our president and this whole administration is very concerned about the high oil prices, especially the impact it has on lower-income people and small business. You know, lower-income folks have not been in a position to budget for higher gasoline and higher fuel prices. And, you know, this is a very big concern to the president. And, you know, for small businesses, this could rob them of the opportunity to buy a new piece of equipment or hire a new employee. And, again, that's a very big concern for the president. And that's why, you know, ever since he's been in office, he's talked about the importance of energy, the importance of energy independence, the importance, and you know, in his State of the Union last January, he talked about severing our addiction to oil, and that's why he's committed this administration to developing alternative sources of energy. He's very much committed to that. I think the marketplace is responding to the government programs, especially in the ethanol area, where the amount of ethanol being produced in the country is growing very, very rapidly. We think we're very close to being able to produce ethanol, not only from corn and sugar, but also from all plant products, from wood chips to corn stalks to switchgrass, and that will provide a lot more energy independence for them.
To be fair, it's worth noting, of course, that, gosh, with $75 a barrel, who would have thought this economy could absorb that price as well as it has?
Yeah, and I think that's a real tribute to the economy. It's a real tribute to the American people. This economy is remarkably resilient because it's a flexible economy. And as prices have gone up, the American people and American business have adjusted. The other thing that's happened is, you know, we're twice as efficient in terms of our energy consumption as we were 25 years ago. So as prices have gone up, it had basically half the effect on the economy that it would have 25 years ago. And that's a positive.
Al Hubbard, Director of the National Economic Council, Assistant to the President for Economic Policy. We're very glad to have you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Joe Matthew at Market Watch in Washington.